And of course, last night saw the first live gig in Dublin since the pandemic began, held at the Ivy Gardens in Dublin. Our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley was there. You lucky thing, Sinead. What was it like?
You did feel lucky to be there. It was lovely. Now, it was very different. The big difference was that when you got there, you had to stay in what they called the pod, which was literally the people you came with. So that was up to four people. So I think that was what really stood out to me. Usually at a concert, you might be wandering around or meeting other people, you know, but you had to stay with the people you came with and dance and do whatever you did in that little group. But other than that, it was just fantastic to see live music, to see people working at a gig. And the atmosphere was really engaging, and you could tell people were really willing to work with the officials and willing to work with even the restrictions that were there, because they were so happy to be out and listening to music again. And certainly when I spoke to people afterwards, they said, yeah, it was just really worth it. Despite all the changes, it was worth it just to hear music again.
I thought it was absolutely amazing, just fantastic. James is just incredible, fantastic venue and great one for the National Concert Hall.
Nice to hear a bit of live music again.
Absolutely, it's incredible. And do a dance. I think the pods are fantastic.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's... You have to reset your expectations, though. It was brilliant. Like, it was good to be there and be the first people there. But it was different. Like, but it was class. Brilliant. Like, it's good to see a bit of normality coming back.
No, it was special. Very, very special. Nice to feel it again.
Did you miss live music?
Absolutely. It just was weird. It was kind of not too crammed. It was just nice and content to feel the music again. I don't know. It's really weird, but yeah.
Wonderful. Really wonderful. Yeah. It's a special moment to be back. Back in a field with people listening to wonderful music. Yeah.
Did you miss live music?
Absolutely. Every day.
Yeah, he was very emotional.
Oh, I loved it. It was amazing. So brilliant to be a part of the first concert back.
You can just hear how much it meant to people there, Sinead. And even experienced musicians in the audience, even they were, you know, incredibly emotional about it, weren't they?
Yes, spoke to a lot of gig goers afterwards, and we actually bumped into Mark Prendergast from Codaline as well. I'd kind of like to say that I used my extensive network of contacts to meet him, but actually we just bumped into him on the way out. But he was also in great form, and as a musician just felt it was really interesting to see how it all went. And he said he's really dying to get out on the road now after that.
I thought it was amazing.
Excellent. Would you be playing yourself hopefully fairly soon?
Yeah, if I was just very kind of jealous to watch him play. It was kind of amazing to see, just to see a live gig.
Yeah.
Nice to see people at ease as well.
Are you hoping to play again? Yeah. Fairly
yeah.
soon, or
do you? Yeah. No. Right. We've announced a tour for October. Like, it's kind of like a stripped back, lower capacity tour around Ireland, kind of acoustic.
Fantastic.
So it's like 70% capacity. So we're kind of crossing our fingers, but yeah. I mean, like, it's going on sale tomorrow. So I mean. It's looking good, you know.
Great.
Fingers crossed.
So you're learning from what you saw tonight.
I was taking notes the whole way through it, yeah. But like, hopefully this is the first of, like you said, just a summer of this stuff, you know.
Mark Prendergast from Codaline talking to our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley and expressing the hopes of many there as he left the James Vincent McMorrow concert.